Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second. The center fielder, Mule Haas. Batting third. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Eric McNair. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Bing Miller. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Rube Wahlberg. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Rube Wahlberg. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bob Seeds. Batting second. The second baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting third. The third baseman, Kerry Self. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Fothergill. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Red Kress. Batting eighth. The catcher, Charlie Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Paul Gregory. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Paul Gregory. And now, play ball. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop takes first base on ball four. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bishop moves to second. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran bunts towards the mound. Gregory fields it and throws to third for the out. Haas moves to second. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Haas scores. Cochran moves to second. It's 1-0, Athletics. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox takes first base on ball four. Cochran moves to third. Simmons moves to second. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Self fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds hits a pop-up towards short. McNair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wahlberg fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kerry Self is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Self hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller takes first base on ball four. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Miller. The throw from Berry and he is safe. Miller steals second. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a fly ball into right field. Kress settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Miller moves to third. One out. Rube Wahlberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wahlberg hits a line drive into left field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Miller scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Athletics. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-0 in the game. with a walk. Bishop strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill hits a line drive into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Simmons. Appling reaches second base with a double. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Cochran for a passed ball. Appling moves to third. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mühlhaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gregory can't make a play. That's a base hit. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-1 in the game. Cochran hits a fly ball into left field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Simmons hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry takes first base on ball 4. Paul Gregory is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gregory hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 0-for-1 in the game. Seeds hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Haas. Seeds reaches second base with a double. Berry moves to third. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-1 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Berry scores. Seeds moves to third. Two outs. It's 2-1, Athletics. Carey Self is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Self is 0-for-1 in the game. Self hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wahlberg fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-1 in the game. McNair hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Berry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Miller hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-1 in the game. Dykes takes first base on ball 4. Rube Wahlberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wahlberg is 0-for-1 in the game. he's got one RBI. Wahlberg hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dykes moves to third. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards third. Self can't make a play. That's a base hit. Dykes scores. Wahlberg moves to second. It's 3-1, Athletics. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Haas bunts towards the mound. Gregory fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0 for 1 in the game. Fothergill hits a line drive into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Appling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 1 in the game. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair misplays the ball. That's an error on McNair. Appling moves to second. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 1 in the game. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0 for 2 in the game. Cochran hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Barry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Simmons hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Fox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Self fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Simmons moves to second. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0 for 2 in the game. McNair hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Simmons scores. Fox moves to second. It's 4-1, Athletics. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Miller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Self fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Berry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes can't make a play. That's a base hit. Paul Gregory is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gregory is 0 for 1 in the game. Gregory hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Seeds hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair misplays the ball. That's an error on McNair. Barry moves to third. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Dykes hits a fly ball into center field. Seed settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rube Wahlberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wahlberg is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wahlberg hits a fly ball into right field. Kress settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Kerry Self is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Self is 0 for 2 in the game. Self hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0 for 2 in the game. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Appling hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Haas. Appling reaches second base with a double. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 2 in the game. Blue hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Appling scores. It's 4-2, Athletics. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 2 in the game. Kress hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bishop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Haas is called out on strikes. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0 for 3 in the game. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got one RBI. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie English pinch hits for Paul Gregory. Charlie English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Seeds hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Red Faber now pitching. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. he's got one RBI. McNair hits a line drive into left field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Miller hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kress. Miller reaches second base with a double. Fox goes all the way around to score. It's 5-2, Athletics. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Miller moves to third. Two outs. Rube Wahlberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wahlberg is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wahlberg hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Faber fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Miller scores. It's 6-2, Athletics. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Bishop hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wahlberg moves to second. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hayes for the out. One out. Carey Self is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Self is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Self hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0 for 3 in the game. Fothergill hits a line drive into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0 for 4 in the game. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Simmons hits a fly ball into right field. Kress settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Self fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single and two doubles. Appling hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Blue hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 3 in the game. Kress hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Haas. Kress reaches second base with a double. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Kress moves to third. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Berry hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Kress scores. It's 6-3, Athletics. Johnny Hodapp pinch hits for Red Faber. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Berry moves to second. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Berry moves to third. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 6, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.